Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Think about the goodness of God and how good God has been.
For the long time, no promise. For
for that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS. You can lean on me.
Oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no food and his blue sky. Can you hear him?
Bottom line, we got to lean on the Lord, brothers and sisters. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beast, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. Today is Thankful Thursday, hallelujah. Woo, I'm so thankful, and I know you all too. There's some special scripture that you may have in mind that you're thankful for. And that's what we like to do on Thursdays here. I know you're thankful every day for everything, but boy, it ain't nothing like telling the world what this scripture means to you or what it means for you. So we like to take Thursday to be Thankful Thursday, and we like to share a scripture for that. We're going to get ready for a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she would give us a word of prayer. And we truly enjoyed that prayer that came from Sister Evangelist Ursula yesterday. That was so nice, man. We'll ask Pastor Bell for a word of prayer today. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And yes, I truly enjoyed that prayer on yesterday as well. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Peter 1 and verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, another day, thanking you for this broadcast, thanking for our pastor as he teaches the word, and we're thankful for the listeners and that are listening by internet and those that participate. Father God, we give you thanks. Lord, bless all who ask to keep them in prayer. We're praying for the sick and the shut-in. We're praying for the healing that has taken place. We're praying for the bereaved family, Father God, and those that are going through. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to stand on the word of God, trust you at your word, Father God, and believe what your word says. Yes, it will have your way in our lives. Continue to guide, direct us by your Holy Spirit, and let us continue to uplift your name together. Lord, we give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that prayer. But we're going to go ahead on and open it up, brothers and sisters. Whoever have a special scripture you want to be thankful for, bless God, jump in. Yeah, I'm just going to open up the whole broadcast. And anyone want to jump in, those that come late, hey, I'm going to speak for those that are here now. So whoever have a special scripture they want to share, go for it.
Proverbs 20 and 30, out of my meditation book, it says, being searched in most parts of being. How God changes us. Another way God changes us is through circumstance. problems, pressure, sorrows, hardships, in such a way, and stress always gets our attention. C.S. Lewis said, pain insists on being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, but shouts to us in our pain. The J.B. Phillips translated the Romans 8:28-29 says, to those who love God, who are caught according to his plan, thing that happens fits into a pattern for good. God chose according to his plan. Everything that happens is to his pattern. God then them to bear the family likeness of his son. Nothing can come into your life without your heavenly father's permission. It must be father filtered. The interesting thing about how God uses circumstances is that their source makes no difference to him. We often bring problems on ourselves. Sometimes they're caused by other people. Other times the enemy causes things to happen to us. But the source of the circumstance is irrelevant. God said, I will make it fit into my plan for your life to make you like Jesus. That means there is no circumstance in which we can't learn. We maintain the right attitude. Why did Solomon say, blows and wounds scrub away evil and beatings purge the inmost part of our being? Because we change only when our fear or change is supposed or surpassed by our pain. If you want to become more like Jesus, think about it. Though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. If God used the challenges, conflicts, if God used the challenges, conflicts, and circumstances of life to prepare his son for his destiny, won't he do the same in our lives? Instead of trying to escape your circumstances, learn from them and grow stronger. Amen.
Amen. I sure appreciate that. Heartfelt. Hallelujah. And that devotional. I just thank God for you. Okay, who's next? Thankful for a scripture or thankful for something God and put in your spirit based on his word. And I keep saying this because I think sometimes people misunderstand me. I want you to know, I know you're thankful for everything. And you probably every day, probably the course of the day, you thank you God. But we're not talking about that. I get all of that. What we're talking about is what special scripture just thank you. You know, there has to be a scripture that maybe you was meditating on yesterday or today or whatever. You know, that has to really touch you. Just for the day, even just the scripture you read this morning. It can be any scripture. That's all we ask for. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, I always said, you know, when I first got to my church, I always said, why it seem like when I'm doing so bad, it's like when I can get to God. It's like I have to be on my face crying, rattled on the ground, telling God I ain't getting up until he show up, you know, for me to have a supernatural or an experience, but for me to hear from God. It was like the things that was really, really, really hurtful and painful and challenging. And I said, why can't I always hear God's voice? And why he always show up when I'm in so much pain and I'm like at the bottom of the barrel? And at the church, one of the ladies told me, it's not that that's the only time he show up. He said, that's the only time when you go in and you go deep and you do stay. You know, any other time you say a prayer and you get up and you go. She said, but when something really, really going on, she said, you get on your face and you tell God you ain't getting up till you show up. So he showed up. If you could do that when everything is good, he'd probably show up then too. But it's when I had that desperation. You know, it's like I could really, really, when I'm desperate, you know, I could hear from God clearly. But it was just like she said, no, if you do the same thing when ain't nothing wrong, you'll get the same result. Amen.
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 Praise God, praise God. Amen. Well, I like to share a scripture. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and verses 1 through 4. Well, in the Message Bible, go 1 through 10, but I'm going to go 1 through 4. It says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. And so from the Message Bible, it says, the old plan was only a hint of the good things in the new plan. Since that old law plan wasn't complete, it couldn't complete those who followed it. No matter how many sacrifices were offered year after year, they never added up to a complete solution. If they had, the worshipers would have gone merely on their way, no longer dragged down by their sin. But instead of removing awareness of sin, when those animal sacrifices were repeated over and over, they actually heightened awareness and guilt. The plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. That is what is meant by this prophecy put in their mouth of Christ. You don't want sacrifices and offerings year after year. You prepared a body for me, for a sacrifice is not fragrant and smoke from the altar that whet your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it's described in your book. And then it goes on to say, it says, when he said you don't want sacrifices and offerings, he was referring to practices according to the old plan. When he added, I'm here to do it your way, he set aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way, by which we are made fit for God by the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus. So I'm thankful for this scripture that Jesus, he paid that price. He was our ultimate sacrifice. And so I'm so thankful I don't have to take a bull or a goat for my sacrifice year after year, because Jesus did it all. So I'm thankful for this scripture in Hebrews.
Amen.
Well, I went on and turned everything off. So if anybody have anything to say, you're going to have to press 1. I'm not sure where all the noise is coming from, but I went on and put everybody on mute except for Evangelist Ursula, and I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but anyway, from California. Just so happy that she's participating, and Pastor. Anybody else, you're going to have to press 1 Everybody else is going to press 1 if you want in. Thank y'all so much, and thank you, Pastor, for that scripture in Hebrews. And I had a scripture today, and anybody else want to jump in, just press 1 and we'll let you in. I wanted to share something with you all. The Lord gave me some revelation on this, and that's Psalms 123. And I'm going to ask evangelist, I like to call evangelist sister Ursula, if she would be so kind to read it out of the King James. And I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll read it out of the Message Bible. And I'm going to share something with you guys. That's Psalms 23:1-6.
Oh, Psalms 23?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to 123. Psalms 23. Okay. Psalms 23. Oh, I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quite quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Lord showed me several things. First of all, the word is present. That's a present tense word. Okay, that's really important. Because the Lord is, not he's going to be, not he was, but he is right now. And I always think about it, he is, you are. If you are, you is. That helps me with that. You know, the Lord is. So if he is, if he is, you are. So that's who he is to me. He's my shepherd. And this has to become personal. Because in these little 6 verses, the personal pronoun, the I, my, is mentioned 17 times. 17 times in 6 verses, he lets you know personally. This is personal to me. But what the other thing I got out of this was, and I want y'all to kind of go here with me. All of my life, he's been my shepherd. When I didn't know he was my shepherd, he was still faithful. All of my life, he's been so good.
Mm-hmm.
He was breathing on me when I didn't know how to breathe for myself.
That's why I'm able
to talk about his goodness. Mm-hmm. And then the last part of that, because I could just talk about his goodness all day long. Because that's what David was doing here. He was just talking about how good God has been to him. You know, he recognized that he's been young and now he's old, and yet have he not seen the righteous forsaken. I mean, all he did was recognize how good God's been to him. And boy, I just don't have time today, but I'm going to tell you, brother, even though when you're walking in the pit, right in the midst of all them enemies, people who stabbing you in the back, people that don't mean you're no good, God let you stay right there, walk right through that stuff, and come right back out. And then God opened your eyes. I was talking to an evangelist, and she was telling me how she got herself in the situation, but God opened her eyes quickly. She packed her bag and went on back home. See, God has stuff. You have to realize when there's times you've been in situations you didn't even know about, but God protects you. But David said, even when I'm walking through the valleys and shadows of death, I don't have to fear. I've been there. I know what it is to be around a bear. I know what it is to be around the lions, and I know what it is to be around giants. See, the big stuff. And he said, you know what? God has a way of comforting me.
Hallelujah.
Right in the presence of your enemy, God will give you victory. And that was one thing about my day is victory. But the last statement I want to make about this scripture is he says surely. That word surely is guaranteed. And you got to see it like this. That mercy is running after you. I'm still with you, though. Boy, you got mercy behind you. It's running you. It's chasing you.
Hallelujah.
He says, surely.
Thank you.
Goodness is following you. It's chasing you. You got to stop looking at that. So when you look to the right, it's goodness. Okay, God got goodness right there behind. You ain't got to go nowhere. Just keep running for him. Keep going straight. Goodness is coming. I don't know how it's going to come. I know Romans 8 says, and we know that all things are working together for my good. That I know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's chasing me. Just stay in the path. Stay in the path of righteousness. Goodness is going to catch you. Mercy is going to follow. It's going to catch you. And he says, all the days of my life.
Yeah.
All the days.
Hallelujah.
Touch me. When I think about dwelling in the things of God all my life, listen, brothers and sisters, that is awesome to know that when you look to your right, goodness is there. You look to your left, mercy is there. Or vice versa. You can look to your left and mercy is there. And look to your right, goodness is there. But it's chasing you. It's running behind you. It's running at pushing you.
Wish you would stop.
Have you ever been in a crowd? A real crowd. And boy, you trying to get away and people behind you pushing you. Pastor, that's the way mercy and goodness. His mercy and his goodness is just pushing you all over you. And boy, if you stop, it's just going to trump all over you. So just keep going, keep preaching, keep pressing.
Hallelujah.
So that was my word for the day. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to do, I was just reading Proverbs 7:1, and it says, my son, daughter, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your finger. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I love the word. The word give you clear direction on how to live for God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, and I like Ephesians 6:10 as well, to the armor, because we need to be armored up in time for battle. Hallelujah. We need the full armor.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Not some of it. The whole armor.
Yes.
Amen. Anyone else? You have to press Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You hear me?
Me? Yeah. Are you talking to me?
No, I think that was Evangelist Renee right there.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Well, you said good morning because she's from California. She out there right now. She got up early to be on the broadcast. That's why I thank God for her.
Amen.
But go ahead, Evangelist Renee.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
I wanted to stand on my scripture. By his stripes I am healed. I look at my foot every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that I didn't listen to man, that I listened to God.
Thank you,
I believed
Jesus.
I had faith. I started speaking that word every day. Every time I thought about it, I said my word, and I said, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. And hallelujah. You wouldn't, to see my foot, you wouldn't think that skin would grow back. Hallelujah. It grew back, and I still got my foot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't save any pictures of it. That's how ugly it was. But I should have saved one. But it was so ugly. It was so ugly. I deleted all of them. And, but people know. A few people over here know how it looked. And it was not pretty. And the Lord healed it.
Yes.
The Lord
healed
my flesh.
See, living flesh. It was to the white meat. Anybody know what the white meat is? Her foot was to
the white meat. It was past
the white meat. The doctor told her to cut it off. Family member told her to cut it off. But she put the word of God on it. That's awesome, sister. Thank you so much.
Amen.
That's awesome. And every day
I will trust the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. That's why that doctor said that. That's how bad it looked. that resident. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know the power of God.
He did not. It wasn't the white meat show. It was till the bone and the muscle. All that was showing. And it was like nasty. But like I said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God does the impossible.
Amen.
Ooh, he does. Praise God.
Look at that foot. You would say it was impossible. But
amen.
That skin come back. You can see the muscles in my heel. You can see it was a tunnel. You can look at my foot. You see.
It was deep.
It was very deep. And every week, the wound vac that they said wouldn't work, the wound vac filled it in. And it was just, it was God. He was in that mix, and I thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a healer.
Yeah.
You're still a miracle worker, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're thinking. I know you read a lot of the stories in the Bible, but I want to tell you, God's still working miracles today.
Yes.
Still working
Amen.
miracles.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Still working miracles. Pastor Marilyn.
I'm pulling up the scripture now. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Marilyn.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Proverbs 3, and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That is so real to me. That is one of my favorite scriptures. I don't know what I would have done without the Lord on my side. Been through too much not to know that he is real. God is real. And
Amen.
So I have to walk in that and stay in that and move in that and believe in that, that if I trust him, he's never going to leave me. If I trust him, he's never going to walk away. If I trust him, no matter what happens, I can always depend on the fact that God will move on my behalf and that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can even ask. I can't even open my mouth to say, Lord, can you blah, 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 because before I say it, he's already done it. So that is the scripture that I stand on, and that's what I believe in, and that's where I'm at in Christ. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
So
praise
Anyone
God.
Anyone else? Oh, Brother Robinson. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess he's there. Okay. All right. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you all. To see you all on tomorrow for the word.